Good afternoon and welcome to the Washington Institute. I'm Rob Sattloff, and it's a real delight to be able to host today's very special luncheon to celebrate the publication of an extraordinary new book by our counselor and Ziegler Distinguished Fellow, Dennis Ross. Just a word. Books matter. Books are important. For many years at the Institute, we weren't so interested in books. We tended to focus our efforts on two-page policy analyses that go to the desk of the highest level officials, or we would try to make sure that our people got on for the 10 or 15 second spot on this or that news program. But in the last number of years, we have reached the conclusion that we were missing something, and that books really matter. Books help set the intellectual debate. Books are read, surprisingly, or certainly they're bought. We think they're read. But as technology has grown more and more important, I am surprised at the resilience of books, that so many people read. So many people are moved to read because of the power of a book. And so we are really delighted that in the last couple of years, our senior fellows have published books. We're investing more in what we hope are paradigm-setting books. And this, indeed, is the celebration today of just such a book. It is called Statecraft and How to Restore America's Standing in the World. I do this for the cameras, among more than anything else. And it is really an extraordinary collection of insights by Dennis Ross, based on his decades in public service, based on his firsthand experience in dealing with a wide array of global challenges. Yes, the Arab-Israeli peace process is one of the key challenges he discusses, but it is by no means the only challenge he discusses, because Dennis looks at really the last three administrations and the challenges they faced in Europe, dealing with the Balkans crisis, the challenge of German unification, the challenge of dealing with the Soviets, the challenge of Iran, the challenges of Iraq, and the challenges in the Middle East. And he draws, I think, truly useful, insightful conclusions about the importance of statecraft, which in a moment he will explain is really all about marrying means and ends, all about how a great power goes about doing its business in the world of the 21st century. It is a great contribution to our both policy and political debate that our country is having, which will, I think, a debate that will merge these two themes, policy and politics, over the next 15 months as we approach our election. And I really congratulate Dennis, thank Dennis, and commend all of you that when you're finished here today, you walk 50 steps to the right, and you walk into Borders, and you buy a specially discounted version of this book for everybody who comes from the Washington Institute's luncheon today. It is to celebrate today's event that I am especially delighted that we are joined, that Dennis and I are joined on the panel by Tom Friedman. In the world of ideas, Tom is king, Tom has made not just books matter, but ideas matter for years, from his experience as a foreign correspondent, his experience explaining international economics, his experience explaining perhaps the most important idea of our generation, the idea of globalization. Whether it's Beirut or Jerusalem, or whether the world is flat, there is really no greater innovator in the world of politics and policy than Tom Friedman. And I think that Dennis and I are privileged to have Tom be with us today to share in the celebration of Dennis's new book and to discuss with Dennis in a conversation the themes that Dennis brings out in Statecraft. And so with that, Tom, thank you. Dennis, it's a real pleasure. I now turn the podium over to my friend and colleague, Dennis Ross.